You're watching the Pageant Cast, and we have a great guest on today's show. We have Brittany D'Ali. She's Mrs. Wisconsin United States 2015. I happen to judge for her, so you know she's top notch. That's today on the Pageant Cast.
Welcome to the Pageant Cast, your home for beauty pageant news and interviews on the internet.
Hello, I am Jessie Krieger, Miss Wisconsin Central 2015, and you are watching Pageant Cast, the first podcast about beauty pageants. Here's your host, Tim Kretschmann.
You're watching the Pageant Cast, and we have a very special guest and a very special guest of that guest on today's Pageant Cast. We have Brittany D'Ali. She is Mrs. Wisconsin United States 2015. And who are you with there, Brittany?
What's your name?
Brooklyn.
Say it louder.
Brooklyn.
This is Brooklyn.
Okay.
This is my daughter.
That's your daughter. And I hear she practices pageants as well, huh?
Just for fun, but we do have her practice, and she specifically likes to do swimsuit modeling.
Okay, fantastic. Well, where are we calling you today, Brittany?
Where?
Yeah.
I'm in Racine, Wisconsin.
Okay.
But we are actually in the process of building a house and moving in the next couple weeks. So we are actually at my in-law's house right now.
Okay, that did lead me into the question, is this going to be the new house or the old house? And you're at a different house. And
correct.
This is one of the most stressful things that you can do, is to move, and you're doing it while being a title holder at the same time. So kudos to you.
Yes, but while being Mrs. Wisconsin, we actually broke ground soon after I was crowned. Right before we went to nationals, we were doing our basement, and now right before I give up my Mrs. Wisconsin title, we are moving shortly after. So who said that stress can't be fun?
Now, tell me a little bit about nationals. You mentioned it there briefly. Where was it held this year, and what type of activities were there?
It was held in Las Vegas, and it was absolutely phenomenal, more than I could have imagined. I do have to say that it was very exciting that there were quite a few people from Wisconsin there. So I would be walking to rehearsals, and we'd hear, "Yeah, Wisconsin!" And it made it feel a little bit more like home, even though we were so far away. And I would like to say that I kind of surprised myself with my performance at nationals. My goal was to make the top 15, which I did, but then they started calling the top five, and they got to the third girl, and I thought, okay, well, that was fun. It was a great run. And they get to the last of the top five, and they say Wisconsin, and I think I about lost it, but it was just great. And then when they start to announce awards, I found that I won the Best State Costume Award for a Racine Bells costume that I had made. And so nationals was more than I could have ever imagined, and it was a great experience. And the kids were there, the family was there, we had a lot of supporters, so I felt very blessed.
Now, Brooklyn, did you get to see the pageant that your mom was competing in?
Mm-hmm.
You did. Okay, so you weren't off gambling at that time. You weren't placing bets on ponies or anything? No? Okay, because that'd be inappropriate, wouldn't it? Okay, fantastic. Well, tell me, Brittany, you have been in a number of pageants. What are some of your pageants or your past pageant titles?
I was in the American co-ed pageant system when I was younger, and then in my teenage and Miss days, I was in the Miss America organization, both which absolutely helped mold me into the woman that I am today. I'm very grateful for them.
What type of appearances have you done during your year?
Oh gosh, we've done everything, huh? I was actually one of my more memorable experiences that not a lot of pageant contestants, I'm sure, can say that they've done. We were in a kraut eating contest for Kraut Fest here in Sturtevant, Wisconsin.
Okay.
And we actually were the winners of that. So they said, wow, Mrs. Wisconsin ate pretty fast. And someone else on, because it was broadcasted on the news,
yeah,
said, yeah, she's a mom. That's how you have to eat. So that was quite impressive. And then we've had more serious, very special and memorable experiences with the March of Dimes. We've been their ambassador family. The March of Dimes is very near and dear to my heart. My platform is actually Skylar Starr surviving a tragedy that's always remembered in memory of our daughter Skylar that we lost due to miscarriage. And since we lost her in 2012, we've partnered with the March of Dimes and have worked very closely with them to help all families suffering the loss of a child.
Yeah, and one of the things that has always impressed me so much about you, Brittany, is how strongly you feel your family dynamic. We have a regular section here on the show of show and tell. And when I asked, what do you want for show and tell? You say, hey, can I bring on one of my children? And I thought, well, that's classic. That's classic Brittany.
Thank you.
Want to do that.
Well, and you know, Brooklyn, we have two children, Brooklyn and Jackson. Jackson's three, and he's just all boy. Mm-hmm. But Brooklyn, it's been really special to experience the year with her because as a mom of a young girl, my deepest desire is for her to see how women can empower each other and empower the people around them. Mm-hmm. And Brooklyn has had the opportunity to take on so many volunteer opportunities that most young girls at 5 years old wouldn't even be around. So I'm so grateful for not only the experiences that she's been able to have with me. Sorry, she's getting a little antsy.
I was surprised she hung in there as long as she did.
But for the experiences that she's also had watching other title holders, being in the Miss America organization, we've been able to partner with the Miss Racine organization in particular. I can put it in. And so it's just been great for her. And I was asking her what some of her favorite appearances were. Do you remember anything that you did that was so much fun?
Mm-mm.
Do you remember when you helped at the Special Olympic or the Senior Olympics this year? And she got to give ribbons to the seniors who had won at the Senior Olympics. That was pretty exciting for her. What else have you done?
Go swimming.
Go swimming?
Okay.
Apparently we did a swimming appearance. I guess I wasn't there for that. But no, it's just been great. And to be honest, my kids have been such troopers through all of this. I give my husband a lot of credit too, because not only is he putting up with the craziness of me having a crown, but then he's putting up with just our children having to go to all these different appearances and being put in a limelight. And it's been absolutely great for our family.
That's fantastic. And let's face it, I was one of those kids that was at different social events. And when you're a certain age, they're not fun. They're not fun.
Right.
And it's kind of trying on their patience and everything. So it's great that you can do that as a family. And it's fantastic, Brooklyn, that you have that great shirt on today. Let's see the shirt before you leave.
Sure.
The cat and a butterfly, is that right?
It's a cat and butterfly, and it says, be one of a kind.
Fantastic.
I'll see you later.
Okay, thank you, Brooklyn. Thank you so much. Wow.
You know, it's fun because you never know what's going to come out of their mouth. Which can sometimes be a little nerve-wracking
right.
as a parent. But
exactly. So, if you had one thing that you wanted to say was the highlight of your year of service, what would that be?
Oh, gosh. I would probably just say that it would have to be speaking at...
I'm back.
It was that 1 minute of silence I got, remember?
She gave me one more second to come up with an answer, right? So the highlight of my year, we actually got to do a lot of special appearances, like I was saying. But one that was really touching was just the opportunity to get a closer relationship with the March of Dimes, and they actually asked us to come back as the ambassador family for a second year in a row for the Racine March of Dimes walk, or March for Babies walk, that's happening on April 30th in both Milwaukee and Racine. So if there's anyone out there in the southeastern Wisconsin area that's looking to take part in the March for Babies walk, I would be happy to have you on our team. And feel free to reach out to me via Mrs. Wisconsin United States 2015 Facebook. And
you're being upstaged,
Brittany. And you can join our team.
You are being upstaged. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
That's fantastic.
Everyone entertained.
Yeah, fantastic. Hey, we're at the end of our interview, and one thing I always ask for is I always ask for your best pageant wave, but I think, Brooklyn, you need to help us out with this. Do you have a good pageant wave, Brooklyn?
Here, how about okay. You know what? She really loves to practice being crowned the winner, so okay. Maybe we can crown Brooklyn.
Okay, let's try that.
Okay, so we'll take off Mama's banner.
No.
And you're new. This is Wisconsin.
Well, no, she disappeared. Hiding. She disappeared.
I mean, I've never seen a girl run away from the crown. I don't know. It's Brooklyn DeLeon.
There she goes.
Okay, take it off.
No, you know the rule. You have to wear that for a year.
If nothing else, I hope I provided a lot of entertainment.
Certainly.
For everyone on St. Patrick's Day.
Yes, we shot this on St. Patrick's Day. So.
Maybe we shouldn't have had so many St. Patrick's Day cookies. I don't know.
We did.
Fantastic. Okay, let's do our best pageant wave at St. Tierra Dreams. Tierra Dreams, everybody. Thanks, Brooklyn. Thank you, Brittany.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye. Patrick Cast.